We're joined by Rick Pitino, former coach of the Celtics, current coach of the Louisville Cardinals, who won the national championship. Rick Pitino, hello.
Good morning, guys.
You stink. You ruined the Celtics.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stats.
That's friggin' brilliant. If I had my finger on the button, I would have done the exact same thing. I could not be more proud of you today than, I mean, I'm so happy right now.
Oh, man.
I'm so happy. That's better than any question I could have asked him, any yelling I could have done. Fred Toucher, I bow to you this morning. That's friggin' fantastic.
Well, we're not going to get anyone from Premier anymore.
I think it was worth it. Yeah, at least from my point of view, it was.
Sometimes it's where I had these questions.
That was awesome.
Like, why did you get rid of Red Auerbach? Why did you strip him of the title of president? I mean,
Why didn't you have a farewell press conference? Why did you sign Travis Knight to a 7-year contract?
But you know what?
Why did you trade Chauncey Billups in his rookie year after drafting him 3rd overall?
Wow, that was funny.
That was great. Friggin' amazing. Fred, I could not be more proud of you this morning. That is fantastic.
I might need some sting to lighten up the mood now. I think.
I don't think you need to. We just let that sit for itself.
All right, well, I guess we're doing the stack then. That was...
I was ready, too. I was so ready.
I made the decision.
I was so ready to go.
During the break, I made an executive decision that I was going to...
So happy.
Yeah, I mean... as a Celtics fan, I thank you. That was,
case of beer is coming your way, sir.
There you go.
All right, okay, so this is... I don't know about that was great. Okay, so...
Hold on, can I...
Yes, Dan O'Brien.
The phone rang again. And the comment was, we hope we can hear from you again from the future.
From the future?
That was the quote, was we hope we can hear again from you from the future.
Was that Adolfo telling you that?
Maybe a new guy comes in.
Call us when you get to the future.
It's going to be Biff. He's going to give us some sports scores. All right, so I have to hear this one more time.
Rick Pitino, former coach of the Celtics, current coach of the Louisville Cardinals, who won the national championship. Rick Pitino, hello.
Good morning, guys.
You stink. You ruined the Celtics.
And then that was it.
Friggin' awesome.
Because then you get in a debate with the guy, and, you know, who's got time for that kind
of
shenanigans?
I was initially pissed I wasn't given that chance, but as I said before, that was perfect. Thank you.
I wonder if it's going to piss off Shaughnessy.
Like, Dan will come thundering in here. How dare you treat an icon like that?
Judging by about the 60 tweets we got within a minute's time, all saying that, giving you a high five. Celtics fans all across Boston are saying,
fantastic.
Way to go.
Fantastic.
Well, listen, it took a lot of intelligence and preparation to hang up on the guy. It was quite a work. But by the way, here's something I want to bring up. He has another self-help book. He's written all these self-help books, and I want to know, like, why coaches feel that they're in the position, like they've somehow reached the top of the mountain, like that they have this wonderful advice that they have to bestow upon everyone, and that, like, every, like, you, and especially if you've already written a self-help book, like, you've already told, you know, what was the self-help book not enough? That you have to follow that up with more self-help?
There are a lot of college coaches, and I'm sure Pitino does this, that go on speaking tours during the off-season.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's different. Coach Mike Krzyzewski, who is a Hall of Famer in his own right, coach of the U.S. Olympic basketball team, goes on speaking tours but talks about getting people to work as a unit and pull in one direction, which he is an expert at. That's one thing. But if you're Pitino and you're talking about it, and in the name of the book, unless I've researched this wrong, it's called the one-day contract, which means you just make a contract for one day for yourself to do everything a certain way, and that builds the foundation upon which you live your life. I don't need that. I really don't. Enough Anthony Robbins crap. I don't need any of that.
No, and I know, and you're like motivating 12 kids a year. People talk about how difficult it is and everything else, but what's the difference between being a basketball coach and being a manager over, you know, like 100 guys in an ad agency? Like, just because you coach basketball, that somehow makes you some brilliant motivator? And motivating 18 and 19-year-old kids that want to play in the NBA,
yeah,
I would imagine getting people who feel like they're underpaid and overworked to believe in something is much more difficult.
Or a guy like Brad Stevens at Butler. motivating those kids. I mean, we sat down and talked with him at the golf tournament. He never had a top 100 recruit, and he got all those guys to make it to the national championship game,
for
God's
sake.
But here's
the thing. If I'm a basketball coach, I'm fascinated by Brad Stevens.
Yes.
But as a radio host, I'm fascinated, you know, with the Celtics and what he's doing with them. But in terms of what he's achieved, I guess there's things I could take away from it. But the fact that he's a basketball coach makes it no more impressive to me. Like someone like Steve Jobs, who, like, basically just, like, created things out of
something
nothing.
Something out of nothing. I mean, you want to talk rags to riches. Innovations. I mean, that's something you want to get advice from.
Yeah, not that you taught 12 kids to put a ball in a bucket.